4. The Church of San Giovanni Apostolo ed Evangelista. The church in Ogna is dedicated to San Giovanni Evangelista, John the Apostle, and dates back to the 16th century. The first document in which it is mentioned dates back to 1520, when it was erected as a parish church. In 1575, when the then Archbishop of Milan, Carlo Borromeo, came on a pastoral visit, the church was in a bad state of conservation. Important maintenance and restoration work was carried out over the following decades. Worthy of note is the construction of the marble altar completed in 1770 by the Fantoni brothers, heirs of the more famous Andrea Fantoni, which was made possible by the collaboration of the entire population. 1864 saw the pastoral visit of Monsignor Pietro Luigi Speranza, Bishop of Bergamo. The church underwent further restoration for this visit when the bell tower was raised. A century later, additional work was carried out by the Tarani brothers, sons of the decorator Fermo Tarani. The church plan is a Latin cross with a single nave, divided into four sectors by four pilasters with capitals, and topped by a barrel vault. Inside you can find works by Domenico Carpinoni and one by Carlo Ceresa, depicting San Nano, Saint Nanus, the first bishop of Bergamo, originally from Ogna, as well as a rare gilded wooden lantern dating back to a period between the 16th and 17th centuries, a prayer stool from the 18th century, and a bronze pyx made in 1590. The altarpieces of the two side altars, dedicated to San Lorenzo and the Madonna del Rosario, Our Lady of the Rosary, with respectively the lacquered wooden statues of Saints Dominic and Catherine and of Blessed Alberto de Villadonia and Saint Lucia, are from the Fantoni workshop. The organ has a long history and is a work of considerable artistic and musical importance. In fact, the original organ was built in 1790 by the Perolini Company, based in Villadonia. The current instrument dates back to 1926. It has a double tubular pneumatic keyboard composed of 810 pipes, two manuals with 58 keys each, and 11 full registers. In 1869, the niche of San Luigi was built. The floor was lowered by about half a meter. The second sacristy was erected next to the facade, and the altar of Mary Immaculate was built from scratch. Having left the beautiful church, we can head towards the Ogna stream to discover more of the hamlet's historical sites.